What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
Hi, it's Scott McCain. Welcome again to a new edition of Project Distinct. I'm really glad you're joining us. Today is going to be on one of the greatest challenges facing any business of any size. For you, the listeners of Project Distinct, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. They're bringing you today's podcast. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. To get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial, just go to audibletrial.com/distinct. audibletrial.com/distinct. What's the biggest challenge in your industry? Well, careerbuilder.com did a study, and they looked at what were some of the things that businesses and business leaders were worrying about. Interestingly enough, a third said their company is struggling to recover from financial challenges. And a little bit over a third said that their staff is still smaller than it was before the recession. But the top issues of 2014, according to Eric Presley, the chief technology officer at CareerBuilder, will be the retention and recruitment of high-skilled talent. In technology, for example, managers said the top challenge they face, number one, retaining top talent, 36%. Second, lifting the morale of current employees, 31%. Third place was recruiting high-skill applicants at 29%. But when you change it to financial services, managers there said their number one problem was retaining top talent, 37%. Second place, recruiting high-skill applicants, 30%. Third place, worker burnout, 28%. Hey, what about retail? Managers there said the number one challenge, lifting employee morale, 37%. Number two, retaining top talent, 36%. Maintaining productivity levels at 29% and recruiting high-skill applicants at 29%. So across the industries, whether we're talking about technology or retail or financial services, the fundamental challenges are: how do we retain the top talent that we already have? How do we recruit more high-skill applicants to come to work for us? And how do we avoid the burnout of the people that are already on the team? Interestingly enough, this plays right into exactly the things that we're talking about in terms of creating distinction. Because as we look at the customer experience as being a critical aspect of distinction, I mean, how in the world can you be a distinctive organization if you don't create an extraordinary experience for your customers? What we often forget is that we have internal customers as well as external customers. There's the old saying that customers come second, your employees come first. Richard Branson said that. If you put your employees first, they in turn will create the experience you desire your customers to receive. Yet I've seen so many organizations that focus so intently on what is the customer experience going to be for our external customers and spend not nearly that much time or effort or passion or precision thinking about what the experience is like for their internal customers. If you know my work, you probably know that we own the federally registered trademark on the term the ultimate customer experience. But what people often overlook is that it's not only the ultimate external customer experience that I talk about, it's also the ultimate internal customer experience. So how do you solve these problems that have been identified as the biggest facing your industry? Well, it begins by understanding that people want to repeat experiences that they find it compelling and enjoyable. Have you really thought about what kind of experience that you're creating for your employees as well as your customers? I joke in my speeches that I once said to a group of managers, how would you like to work for you? The guy stood up and said, I got to quit before I put up with that. Right? In other words, we don't think as much about how we create an incredible experience for our internal customers, even as we worry about retention and keeping our present external customers. I'll be back with a short formula on how you do that right after this. For you, the listeners of Project Distinct, Audible is offering a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. You can get some classic audiobooks like The Hobbit, like Divergent by Veronica Roth. There's a great one called The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. And there's also, of course, The Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, my book that I narrate for Audible.com. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/distinct. Again, that's audibletrial.com/distinct for your free audiobook. So taking the results of the study that was done by CareerBuilder.com and understanding that regardless of our industry, retaining top talent, recruiting top applicants, avoiding worker burnout are the most critical challenges facing us internally in our organizations, it begins with just this simple question. What's the ultimate experience that a customer could have? And insert the word internal before customers. What's the ultimate experience that an internal customer might have? How do we create the organizational culture and how do we create the organizational experience that they will desire to repeat? Because if they desire to repeat that experience, it just makes sense that the likelihood exponentially improves that they're going to want to stay with you. So when you focus on that experience and not burning them out, you create this organization that retains its employees, and that becomes highly attractive to applicants. Why wouldn't they want to work someplace with an extraordinary experience, with a team that's loyal and excited, and an organization that is committed to delivering for the internal customers as much as they are for external customers? You begin to change it by starting to think about it today. Thanks again for joining us on Project Distinct. Once again, a reminder to subscribe and share. And we are very grateful for the many, many, many of you who are already doing that. This is Scott McCain. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.